Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Connor Happer, that guy, or that one guy, or some guy, Josh.
Some guy named Josh.
Oh, with us. You're the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. We'll get in touch here with Robin Washit of Husker Online because we got to talk about Keisei Tominaga. People are wondering, today is decision day, and maybe Robin knows and he won't tell us. Or maybe Robin knows, or maybe Robin doesn't know at all as he joins us now on the phone. Hi, Robin.
What's happening?
Do you know?
I do not. I think I know, but that's bit me before, so I'm not going to jump in 100% and say that I know. I have a pretty good feeling that he will be back, but until that is officially announced and confirmed, you never say never.
So I agree with you. It seems like he's coming back. It seemed that way for a while. The devil's advocate argument would be, it seems like he just really desperately wants to play in the NBA. Obviously, I think the best probably opportunity he has to do that is maybe improving his stock and coming back to Nebraska. But I said yesterday, Robin, like if he gets a sniff of any possible opportunity, he seems like a guy that might jump at that opportunity. I don't know if he's going to get it, and that seems like what he's lacking in this situation, but he seems like a guy who really wants to, you know, do that and give that the best chance he can.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, obviously that is his lifelong dream, and if he feels that he's got an opportunity to take a significant step toward achieving that, then yeah,
right.
I'm sure he's going to look long and hard at it. But I don't know. Because, I mean, at best, he's a fringe end of the second round pick, likely an undrafted guy.
Yeah.
And so, sure, you might be able to get a G League tryout or, you know, at best be a two-way guy. But even then, it is so hard to go from that starting point to where the other hypothetical is you come back to Nebraska, you play like you did over February and half of March, over the course of the majority of the season, suddenly you've worked your way up into, you know, a much more secure draft position.
Maybe.
You're going to give yourself.
Yeah,
maybe. But at least you would have that opportunity. Whereas right now, I don't think there's any way he gets that chance. Now, to that point, the one team that he worked out for in the pre-draft process was yesterday with the Pacers. That was his only workout. And it just so happens that the Pacers have 5 draft picks, including several in the second round. So if there was a team that, in theory, could take a flyer on him and stash him and to see what they can get out of him, they might be it. So that's, you know, where if there was any doubt, like stuff like that can maybe start get you to think another way. But I think that he's a smart enough guy to where he realizes, you know, the opportunity that he has at Nebraska next season and the spotlight he'll have, you know, both just on the court and off the court. And with Nebraska's work that they've done to maximize the passive income NIL opportunities for international student athletes, that I think the pros far outweigh, the pros of coming back far outweigh those of making the jump now, just because it just seems like such a reach at this point to where, you know, at least you're giving yourself the chance to maybe play your way into a much better opportunity a year from now.
I did enjoy, and I have it saved in my camera roll, though, of the picture of him ringing the bell yesterday.
So are you familiar with what that is?
Yes, I saw the Husker Hoop Central tweet.
Yeah, so it's a deal where you shoot 25 in a row, and if you make 20 or more, you get to ring the bell. So he
20 out of 25 is pretty good, Robin.
Yeah, I know. Well, remember when he got off the plane from Japan and was still wearing his satchel and made 20 in a row in his first time at Hendricks Center? So that's just kind of par for the course of that guy. But cool deal for him. I mean, for one, he got that workout. But two, you know, Larry Bird is just sitting there courtside. So, you know, that's what this experience is all about. I mean, now he has that. And there's very few pre-draft stages outside of the combine where you're going to have that, to where, you know, you're ringing the bell in front of Larry Bird on an individual team workout. That's a pretty cool deal for him one way or the other.
Why didn't Lat Man get to ring the bell when he made 94 out of 100 in practice that one time?
Well, because Nebraska doesn't have a bell. Maybe they should get one or something to that effect. Maybe they could have a cowbell or something that you get a drumstick and Will Ferrell bang on it for every make you get out of 25.
It's a really good idea. They should think about it.
Yeah, I'll let Fred know next time I see him.
Okay, so let's play out the scenario that he comes back then, which I do think, you know, it's the overwhelmingly, you know, likelihood for Nebraska next year. As it looks right now, he's your number one scoring option, right? Does that work with the way it's currently set up? I think that's probably been the plan, at least for a little bit. But I mean, I'm sure we've talked about this before, but how does that feel to you when you carry it over an entire season and he is your number one guy?
Yeah, I mean, just from scoring volume, like, he's certainly in that conversation, if not the clear guy. But I think the difference now, especially with the starting roster this season compared to last, is he doesn't need to be a, you know, 20-shot-a-game guy to where he can be a part of a much bigger piece offensively or puzzle offensively, to where, you know, you have a lot of different types of scorers where you have Bryce Williams, who's an excellent three-point shooter. You got Rink Mass, who can operate Derek Walker style out of the high post. You know, you've got other guys, to where last year, if K-State wasn't scoring, you know, which good for Nebraska, he did a lot of towards the end of the year, but if he was off, they had a real hard time finding that same level of spark offensively, to where I don't think the drop-off will be nearly as dramatic. So that's what I'm most curious about. You talk about just him coming back next year. You can make the argument that when K-State is at his best, it's when he is in that volume shooting role, where he is getting 15 to 20 shots a game. And, you know, you've seen when he gets off to a slow start off the bench and they pull him and he only plays 12 minutes, he's a complete non-factor. But when he was forced in that starting lineup and had to play upwards of 30 minutes a game and was one of, if not the top scoring options, I mean, that's when it really clicked for him. So I'm going to be very curious to see how Nebraska balances that, to where you want to continue to maximize that Kase, because you've seen what a difference when he's playing at that level and scoring at that level, what that can do for your team. At the same time, you don't want to be so reliant upon him to where, you know, you brought in all these other guys and are returning a good core nucleus, you know, of young players that also showed their share of flashes. You don't want to completely put them on the back burner as well. So it's going to be a fine line for Fred and the staff to walk with, assuming Kase does come back, getting the most out of him and, you know, trying to replicate what he did last year while also, you know, making it a deal where he's one part of a much bigger offensive repertoire.
I totally agree. And he is such a unique player because of what he can give you and what his ceiling is, but also there's, you know, really clear limitations as well. Like, in order, we've seen a plan, a basketball team put together like that before. They have, you know, one or two really pretty good scorers, a complimentary piece or two. It's usually not the most boisterous offensive team, but they're pretty good on defense. Like, would that be the plan sort of for them next year? And be a little bit, you know, similarly laid out to what you were attempting to be this year, just with the defined scoring roles?
Yeah, and, you know, there are other scoring options, but they've also assembled a complementary roster, to where it's not just a bunch of guys that, you know, are good with the ball in their hands. You got a lot of guys that make winning plays that don't even need to touch the basketball, where you have, you know, Josiah Alec, who is just a proven grinder and, you know, a real physical force on the glass. Same thing with Rink Mass. Same thing with Juwan Gary. You know, if you can get something out of Blaze Cada, I mean, you know, you've got a physical front court. You've got a distributor point guard, an Aaron Ulis, who, you know, has shown he doesn't need volume shots. You know, he'll score as needed, but that's not what he hangs his hat on. He's more of a facilitator and a high-level perimeter defender. So you look at the things that, you know, that you could surround Kasey with to get that out of him and complement what he brings to the table offensively. I think this is a much better cast of a roster than even what they had last year, especially with when the injuries started to pile up and they were limited with their bench. I think what they have surrounding Kasey now is much better to not just help Kasey, but to make a much stronger product in Big Ten play.
Do you think he'll make like a public announcement or do a video or something like that? And when might that be?
Yeah, I'll bet you he does something. You know, he's a little bit more active on Instagram than he is on Twitter, so we'll see.
IG guy.
My theory is that he's going to wait till tonight because Japan is 14 hours ahead of us, and so around like 6 or 7 p.m. tonight, it'll be 8, 9 a.m. in Japan, and so then he'd be able to capitalize on the Japanese news cycle and get that audience a lot more involved than they would if he dropped it at 2 a.m. their time. So that's I have no reason to believe or like say that's a fact, but that's just my theory. So I'm expecting that an announcement will be made probably later towards this evening, and he's going to let this play out as long as possible.
Oh, if he's so business savvy, he should take advantage of Tominagua. We gave it right to him.
Well, I mean, if he comes back, I think you and I just need to have a sit down, you know, maybe go to 1890 and see if we can work out and really get this thing rolling, because this is an opportunity that's too good to pass up.
All right, Robin. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, see you later.
Robin Washington of HuskerOnline.com. So, yeah, we'll see. That's interesting. Get Kasey Tominaga a little bit later, capitalize on the folks back in Japan waking up early in the morning.
It's a great theory, though.
Sure. Yeah. I wonder, and then, you know, there's always like the in-between, like, all right, they haven't made an announcement, but did they do it? Are they going to make an announcement, or what's going to happen? I genuinely don't know about Trey. I feel like Kasey's coming back. You never know, but I feel like Kasey's coming back. You can make a great case either way for Trey Alexander. He sort of feels like, once again, maybe the stock is pretty good right now and you've accomplished what you've needed to accomplish at the college level. And he can leave with the Trey. I'm talking about Trey now. He can leave with the sort of like, all right, Creighton's going to be fine. Creighton's going to be okay. Like, he can leave that in good hands. No doubt what he's meant, you know, sort of emotionally and – he's been a great safety net for Creighton for the last 2 years. So maybe now's his time, or maybe he comes back and tries to go to that next level. We'll see. I genuinely don't know. We will be back. Josh has the top five, which is?
Connor, this is by request by you last week. Top five poll questions from the month of May.
May 31st. Yes. We look back at the things that we have done well. We love patting ourselves on the back. Next on 1620 The Zone.